Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
OpenAI went from a total unknown 4 years ago to a global giant and one with the best used AI chatbots in the world, ChatGPT. Now its presence here is set to jump from its current 80 as it makes Ireland its European headquarters. Today, OpenAI has also published a study suggesting that most of us are using AI in the workplace to the extent that we gain over 5 hours a week by doing so. But we still lack the AI skills and confidence to leverage this usage. And Emma Redmond is the head of OpenAI in Ireland and is sitting in front of me. Good morning, Emma.
Morning, Joe. Thanks for having
us. So we are gaining 5.3 hours through usage of AI on average. Mm. Some people gain 8 hours and some people gain only two.
Exactly.
But are we going to waste that 5.3 hours doom scrolling on our devices?
So, Joe, what our research is telling us that, in fact, the opposite. You know, there's so many ways in which your time can be used. Think about it in terms of your day-to-day work. There isn't anyone I know that doesn't have so much on their plate right now. But this is about reinvesting your time and refocusing your time on other matters. And for SMEs in particular, this is about increasing their revenue growth. And I'll give you an example. Actually, Lenihan's Hardware is a really super example. 160-year-old, fifth-generation family. It's been around.
Years, yeah.
And, you know, they're saying their employees, the satisfaction they're getting out of using AI is really
And how are they using it? Because they're selling physical devices and physical tools. How are they using AI?
So even if we take SMEs in general, and I should say, Joe, I'm a little bit biased because I come from a family-owned business in Galway. So when I think back on how AI could have transformed our family business back then, it's incredible.
Yeah.
But what we're seeing in terms of usage is that 9 out of 10 SME leaders are using it. That's great. So today it's very much, you know, email prompting, administrative use cases, which is fantastic. But the SMEs of tomorrow, what we want them doing is using AI when it comes to agentic, when it comes to automated tasks. And really, we want our SMEs on fire in this country. There are 270,000 of them, Joe.
They're the backbone of the Irish economy. They're the backbone of most economies.
Correct.
And good morning to all of them listening out there. You mentioned agentic AI. That sounds as if it's going to do away with a lot of SMEs. For example, in the travel business industry, you can ask your agentic AI not only to kind of suggest something, but to go ahead and book it.
And I think added to that, Joe, is going back to the time that has been saved, the ability to actually reinvest your time in other matters is really, really critical.
Mm, okay. So OpenAI, I said, didn't exist in our consciousness 4 years ago. Was it just ChatGPT that made it go from 0 to 60 so quickly?
I think that was the first time that, I suppose, AI in its form today became palatable for users across the world. So mm-hmm. I would say probably in around November 2022 was mm-hmm. at that time where individuals would have seen, you know, AI in that space and actually using it. Mm. And, you know, it's very, very telling in terms of our research that, you know, that 9 out of 10, as I mentioned, in terms of leaders.
What do you make of these the talk of this jobs Armageddon out there? I mean, the boss of your rivals, Anthropic, Dario Amodei, said very recently, 50% of all entry-level lawyers, consultants and finance professionals will be completely wiped out within the next 1 to 5 years.
Think about the skills that individuals are going to actually learn going forward. Think about how AI is going to help individuals think about questions, ask questions, prompt. This new swathe of skills that's going to be created is phenomenal. And when you think back to the internet and the jobs that have been created from there, mm-hmm. it's really quite astonishing.
I get all that, but it will be a tough transition. I mean, we just named three different professional jobs that might be impacted. You're not saying that won't happen. You're just saying that they'll have to get new skills. Is that what you're saying?
And I think they can reframe their existing skills and potentially get new skills as well. And actually, that's why we're having this SME Accelerator today, which is amazing, because this is about taking them up to the next level. It's not just about working smarter. It's about growing stronger. We want revenue growth for SMEs. We want that to increase, and AI can help that. And so the SME Accelerator, we're actually partnering with Booking.com, Innovation Exchange, Dogpatch Labs and Retail Excellence, where we're actually taking part in training today, which is phenomenal. And actually, I should say for listeners, all the material from today will be available on OpenAI Academy. So anyone is available to, it's available there for anyone to take a look at and enjoy.
And how are you monetizing that? Because 95% of people don't pay for their use of ChatGPT. They don't subscribe. So how are you monetizing that when you're doing this stuff in Dogpatch with other SMEs?
Sure, Joe. Yeah, so there's various levels in terms of, you know, what's available. So as you mentioned, 95% is on the free. Then we have a plus version, which is, you know, a small amount per month, and then a pro version. And then you have, for the bigger enterprises, the ChatGPT Enterprise.
Okay.
And each level, of course, brings you, you know, a lot more.
And is there a marked step up from non-subscribing to in terms
be.
Of power?
Yes, there would be in terms of power, in terms of content. So, you know, even in terms of doing some very deep financial analysis in your company, using ChatGPT Enterprise to do that and to be able to use the agentic versions, etc., versus your day-to-day ChatGPT, you know, tell me, you know, what bus to take, what time is it coming, etc. There's a very big difference there.
Are you worried about the energy consumption that will be used for every single AI search, especially if they're stepping up in real power usage?
So it's getting better, right? And even in terms of how the training is happening and how that is being carried out generally, that is actually improving and improving in terms of the energy.
Okay. In terms of the data center consumption of energy, because obviously it's a huge step up from a Google search to a ChatGPT search in terms of data center usage, because you have to go, those machines have to whir.
They do have to whir, and it's very expensive.
Yeah.
And so as a result of that, that's why it is important, as we're learning, we're actually getting better in terms of that, on that energy piece, which is great.
I read overnight that you're closing down the video generation app Sora, or at least closing, stopping some of its usage.
Yeah, so actually the technology behind that isn't going away, Joe. It's really a case of, we want to refocus like any other company. You know, you have to focus on priorities, etc. And that's what we're doing in relation to that. But the technology is still there behind that.
Is there an AI bubble?
The opposite, I would say. I would say the what we're seeing in terms of the uptake and the transformation that is happening for people, and the dignity, actually, that AI is giving to people is quite incredible. And if our stats are anything to go by in our research, it really is here to stay. And we're very, very excited about that.
I get that it's here to stay. I just wonder the investment that we are seeing. We're seeing hundreds of billions of euros being invested in data centers in a year.
And it is expensive, as I mentioned, Joe, it is. And so in order to be able to provide this service on a basic level, we have to make sure that we're refocusing priorities, that we're putting our investment in the right places.
And you're looking for 15 people at the moment?
We are.
Here in Ireland?
15 open roles.
Potentially more.
Yes, very much so. And across engineering, legal, finance, HR, you name it, please do take a look at what's available there. We're very excited about
this. And
the
event today, where is it?
It is at Dogpatch Labs.
Well, best of luck with
it
today.
Thank you so much.
And thanks for coming in. That's Emma Redmond, the boss of OpenAI here in Ireland.
Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.